Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, listeners. Kevin and I need your help.
Yes, we need your help. Please, please, please. We need your stars. We need your reviews, you guys, on iTunes so we can start to climb those iTunes rating charts.
It's simple. Open iTunes, click on the iTunes store, search for Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legends.
Then click on Ratings and Reviews. Under the Customer Reviews, click Write a Review. Then let us know what you think from 1 to 5 stars.
If you need some help, think of 1 star being Carol Channing and Paul Lynn in the Road Company of the last 5 years, and 5 stars being free front row tickets to Hamilton. Although, when you think about it, I actually would give 5 stars to the Road Company of Carol Channing and Paul Lynn in the last 5 years, because I think that would be awesome.
I would love to hear, can I hear Moving Too Fast as Paul? that's the one I really want.
Jesus Shakes the Goddess. Been through Erica Schwartz and Danica Weiss and the Handelman Twins.
So there you go. You can also leave a comment if you like.
That's it. That's
your reviews.
It.
Send us your reviews, please. Friends.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is our favorite thing.
Yay!
Speaking of favorite things, my husband is walking by right now. Goodbye.
He's sexy.
He is a sexy man. I am a lucky guy.
Yeah, you are.
He's a gorgeous, gorgeous individual who just slammed the door because he's sick and tired of me talking about musicals all the time.
I can't imagine.
I wonder why. He actually now has a plastic bag that I think he's going to put over my head. No, he's just throwing it away. Likes to keep me on my toes. Never know
no
when it's going to end.
No more wire hangers.
No more Pickwick.
Oh my God, Pickwick.
That's what I hear. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. A correction from last week's episode: for No Strings at Encores, it was Maya Days.
Maya Days
and
who
James
played
Naughton.
The Diane Carroll
yes.
role.
Yeah, I thought it was Vanessa Williams, and I don't know why.
Well, because she would have been perfectly cast in that.
Yeah, but you know? It was Maya Days.
Good thing we corrected that.
Whose work I am unfamiliar with. I am unfamiliar with the Days of Days.
Do a little research on that.
We will, we'll do some research on that. What have you been up to?
I'm actually getting ready to go on vacation.
Where are you going?
We're going to Mexico. Sutton and I, my wife, are going to Mexico, Cancun.
Oh my gosh.
As cliche as that sounds, we are not
Muy
going
bien.
To see your frogs. We will, but we're going to an all-inclusive. So I'll be sure to tell you what that's all like. I've actually never been on a vacation like that before, where you just kind of go and
what do you
just
normally
hang
go
out.
On vacation?
Like, I don't vacation. What's that? I mean, like,
you don't go out of town like even for the day.
You know, if a little bit, like, go flea marketing or something like that. You know,
flea
like,
marketing.
Yeah, you know, that's how you find your records. That's how you find your angel cast recording. You know,
which I got first.
I'm so impressed.
For
you
people
have
that
me.
Don't know this, Angel was a musical from the late 1970s.
Yep.
Was based on Look Homeward, Angel, and they made a record. They never sold it.
Udell and Geld, I believe, is the writers. They did Pearly.
Shenandoah?
No. Yes.
They did it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, good one.
And they did it, and they never sold the record.
Yeah.
It was just given out to people.
It's a hard record to find.
Now, I went to a record store, and it was there, and I got it for $3. Obviously, the record store had no idea. It's on eBay now for like $200.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like the holy grail of cast recordings. I can't believe I just said that sentence out loud.
The holy grail
of cast recordings. Yeah. But it is.
Yeah.
That's a major find, my
friend. $3?
So that's why I go to flea markets, because you never know. You never know.
That is amazing.
So yes, my vacation days sometimes are going to flea markets.
I would love to go to a flea market with you.
I'm going to
invite myself.
Oh, we should do that.
Oh yeah, we'll go flea marketing together.
Yeah, that'd be a good podcast.
That would be Rob and Kevin go flea marketing.
Wow.
And explain that they're not a couple.
/ bored out of my mind.
We'll do a live telecast from the flea market. I just found a lovely quilt. It's going to be like Antiques Roadshow. I love Antiques Roadshow. Do you ever watch it?
Oh, I love Antiques Roadshow.
I always love when the person finds out that what they were given is like 10 times less than they were assuming. And they're like, my mother gave this to me on her deathbed, and she said it was handed down for generations, and she said it was worth about $10,000. This was $3. It was bought at a Duane Reade. And then the woman has to like kind of look happy, like, oh, and then cursing her dead mother.
It has many memories.
Lots of warm memories. Oh, not going to get rid of it.
How was your week? How you doing?
Good. I'm getting ready to do How to Succeed in Business.
Oh, right.
Without really
below
trying.
Below 54.
At Feinstein's.
Oh, sorry.
Slash.
That's right.
54 Below.
54 Below.
And our cast is amazing.
Yeah, who is in it?
Josh Grassetti.
Oh, I love him.
Is going to be Finch. Nick Wyman. George Salazar. Be More Chill. One of Joe Aconis' guys. Mm-hmm. Eddie Corbitch. Tony nominee Timothy Jerome from Me and My Girl.
Right.
Those are the men. And then the women. The women are great, too. It's Gina Claire Mason, who's standing by for Elphaba and Wicked.
Nice.
And I'm sorry, Glinda and Wicked. She's going to be Rosemary. Allison Gwynn from On the Town. Luba Mason,
who played
Hedy LaRue in the 95 revival, is coming back to do it again.
That's really cool. She was also in Cape Man.
She was in Cape Man. Mm-hmm. Brianna Marie Parham from After Midnight is going to be Miss Jones, the secretary. And I'm very excited by this because I mentioned this on the podcast earlier. Robert Morse, not Robert Morris.
I said on earlier, I listened to our podcast, and I was horrified by myself because I was like, Kevin.
Oh my gosh, no. Robert Morse, who was the original Finch.
Who you got a phone call from.
Who I got a phone call from.
Yeah.
Has agreed to be our book voice, and he is going to do the narration. He's going to pre-record the narration.
That is so cool,
and he's
going
to send in the he'll be our book voice, which I think I'm excited.
That's
and
really cool.
Guess who's hosting the concert?
You.
Joe Sullivan Lesser, Frank Lesser's widow. Who played Rosabella in The Most Happy Fella is going to be hosting the concerts
good
for
one.
Us. Isn't this going to be fun?
Good collection of people, Rob.
Thank you. So I am getting ready for that.
When is that?
That is June 5th.
Fantastic.
There are two shows, 7 o'clock and 9:30. If you can't make it, don't worry about it. I will act it out for you. You just have to hire me. And then the next one we're working on, I'm also excited about. It's going to be June 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 54 Below Celebrates the Neil Simon Theater. And it's going to be a retrospective of all the shows that came through the Neil Simon and the Alvin. And I can't announce it now, but we have some very incredible people who are going to be a part of this concert.
I see a theme, like, because you did the Colonial Theater concert.
Yes, that you were in. And we'll post a clip of
weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we did a celebration of the Colonial
Theater
in Boston.
That's a great idea for, you know, concert series.
You know,
celebrating a theater and the shows that played and the people that played it.
Yeah, Jen Tepper and I, Jen, if you don't know who Jen, if you know this podcast, you know Jen Tepper.
Yeah.
Who wrote the amazing books, The Untold Stories of Broadway, Volumes 1 and 2.
Yes, she's a young historian of the musical
theater. We have to get her
theater.
On the podcast because, I mean, that would just, I think, be incredible. But she and I produced the Colonial one together, and now we're doing the Neil Simon
Fantastic.
One together. And I'm hoping it'll turn into a series. I think it would actually be a really fun series to do.
But we got
some big names coming up for that one, so I'm very excited.
I'm shaking my fist in the air.
Don't do that at the flea market.
Okay.
They'll kick us out.
Fair.
If we were at the Eagle, they wouldn't kick us out. But at the flea market.
I'm not even going there.
After we go to the flea market, I'll take you to the Eagle. You and your wife, you can see how the other half lives. Kevin, what is your favorite thing?
All right, my favorite thing is a person again.
A person?
Yeah. I'm on this mission. I really believe that this individual, I sound like I'm wasted and it's, what, 12:30?
This
individual is very special. And I don't think there are certain people in the industry that do really hard work and sometimes aren't recognized for it, or not recognized, in my opinion, enough. This is a woman in the industry. We're going to know who this is.
I think I know who it is.
I always talk about her.
Because she's your heroine.
I love Trudy Rittman.
Yeah.
Trudy Rittman. Trudy Rittman. She's from Germany. She's a woman who did dance and incidental music arrangements. Probably from, I want to say, the 40s, late 40s, 50s, 60s. You know all of her music because she wrote with Richard Rodgers and Fritz Lowe. So she did probably the most famous thing that she... first, let me explain to our listeners what a dance... You might be saying to yourself, what is a dance arranger or incidental music arranger do?
And before you begin, do I need to get a cold washcloth for your head? Or are you going to be okay?
I'm like,
you get
so excited.
You get excited when you talk about her. So
when I get
sure you're okay. Okay.
I'm good. So before I give you her history, I'll just say that a dance arranger takes the ideas, works with the choreographer, and sits in the room and takes the ideas of the composer and uses those song ideas and creates whatever world the choreographer needs for the dances that they're doing. So if the choreographer says, I need two more counts of eight, so give me something. You know, I need a hit here and a hit here and a bam here and a splash here. So the dance arranger sits at the piano and creates it from scratch, basically composes using the ideas of the composer. And Trudy Rittman was exceptionally talented at this job. She's a woman who was born in Germany, and she fled Nazi Germany in 1933. She came to America. She was known at the time as sort of an avant-garde composer, like a funky little composer. And she came to America in 1937. She worked a lot with choreographers. She worked with George Balanchine with his, he had a touring company. Then she did a lot of his stuff. Agnes DeMille, who was a famous choreographer, you know her from Oklahoma, among many, many, many other things. She found Trudy Rittman. And so she used her for Brigadoon, Bloomer Girl, Carousel. And that also started her relationship with Richard Rodgers. Richard Rodgers found her as well and saw her talent. And so he used her for almost every show that he did.
Really?
And she's best known for creating The Small House for Uncle Thomas in King and I. She composed that based on
his
ideas.
That's all her.
But that's all her. That's,
wow.
That's what she, and also what's her is, you know, in Sound of Music, everyone, where, you know, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, all that section, the whole extended vocal sequence, when you know the notes to see, that's all her. She did all of that. Do, Mi, Mi, Do, So, So, all that, that little... That's her.
That's amazing.
So you don't, but yet it's Richard Rodgers, but yet nobody knows that Trudy Rittman was this woman in an all-male workplace, and she's this woman who contributed heavily to American musical theater. Also, Paint Your Wagon. I so nerd, pushing my glasses up on my nose, when I was in college, I would just get scores out from the library. I'd sit at the piano, and I'd play the score from beginning to end, because I thought, maybe I'll find a song, or maybe I'll... Paint Your Wagon is one of my favorite scores. It's by the songwriting team, Lerner Lowe, who did, you know, Brigadoon and did My Fair Lady. The incidental music, meaning the little, like, this music that goes under the dialogue or the music that happens in between scenes, is incredible music. It's beautiful, stunning music, and she composed it all based on the themes, but it's her music that she organized and created, and I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. And
what happened to her?
So, you know, Ted tells a story, and he was telling us off the record, and I can't remember exactly what he said. Ted is the president of Rodgers and Hammerstein Organization, or whatever his title is.
We interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, so go
and
back and listen.
He knows a lot
him.
About Trudy because, you know, she had that relationship with Rodgers and Hammerstein. He said, I don't want to get this wrong, and I'm sorry if I do, Ted, but that Richard Rodgers kind of ruined her in a way because he was so... He could be a tough guy, and she... did anything he said, but he was tough on her too, I believe. And she didn't do much after she retired in the late 70s, I want to say, or mid 70s.
And then
she moved to Massachusetts, and she, you know, lived to be until 2005. She lived in her 90s.
Wow.
You know, but relative obscurity, really. I'm sure people in her realm knew her, but I think the musicals should be written about her. I mean, I think that she's very special, and that her contribution to the art form really was exceptional. And so I believe that she's my favorite thing for that reason.
That's really wonderful. Are there any book? There's no book on her or anything, huh?
If you even Google her, you will only find her credits and stuff like that. But
spell
there's
her
not,
name again?
Yeah, it's Trude, Trudy, which is short for Gertrude, Rittman, Rittman, Trudy Rittman. Just a really special talent.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Talent. Speaking of special talent,
okay,
I think that'll segue into mine.
Oh yeah, I like pretty a good segue.
Mine is not a musical; it is a television show. Do you remember how you had said in a couple of episodes ago that you make friends which wild party they prefer? I'm sort of the same way with this one. The television show is called Stairway to Stardom.
What?
And if you love it, you can come sit by me at the bar. If you don't, go away. Stairway to Stardom was a television show that was on public access in New York City from 1978 to 1991, and it was hosted by a guy named Frank Massey, who is probably, like, if you look at him, he looks just like Danny Burstein in as Adolfo in Drowsy Chaperone, but just wearing 70s leather jacket, you know, shirt down to here, lots of gold medallions. He is the worst lounge singer, airport singer you'd ever want to see in your life. Frank hosted a show called the Frank Massey Nostalgia Show, where he would sing, only him, in his Queens basement and sing songs. Now, here was where it gets even better. He couldn't really afford bands, so he would record a record of himself singing and then just lip sync to the record.
No.
He had a co-host named Evie Day and would play Artie Shaw's Begin the Begin on a clarinet. Usually a third off, which was really wonderful. And this was the show. Then the show expands a little bit, and this is why it's one of my favorite things. Frank got the idea of charging people $25 to appear on the Frank Massey Nostalgia Hour. So as long as you had $25, you could come onto Frank's show and perform your talent. Now, the reason that I bring this up is because this is 1979 to about 1984. That's like when the heyday was. So I have to tell you, I am so obsessed with this thing. I have been dying to make a documentary about these people for so many years, but I cannot find any of them. I don't know what happened to any of these people, but they sing Out Here on My Own from Fame. They sing What I Did for Love from A Chorus Line. One girl named Toni Marie, who is my husband's favorite, is about 12 years old, and she sings I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair to an 8x10 photograph of Scott Baio. From Charles in Charge. So the most amazing thing ever. And somebody found these old episodes and they posted them all up on YouTube.
Oh my God.
And so there are some amazing clips. If you're looking for a place to start, let me give you a couple of ideas of where to begin. The first one is Gloria Huddle, who sings the song Operator, but she wrote her own monologue beforehand.
I love a good monologue before
a song.
So,
you know, she gives a little segue.
Yeah.
Her cabaret teacher probably told her, like, you know, you want to write a character.
Right.
So start with Gloria Huddle, an operator.
All right.
The original composition called Hairdresser.
Original.
Original.
Nice.
By Lucille Cataldo. Lucille looks like she's wearing hefty bags. She sings a song called Hairdresser, where she describes to the hairdresser exactly what she wants done with her hair. There's Don Costello, our resident comic, who lip syncs to Menomina from The Muppet Show.
Bumpy-bidi-di.
But then forgets halfway through to keep lip syncing, so he just dances wildly around the stage. There's a young girl who wears Mylar, you know, like Mylar curtains, and she tap dances to the overture from They're Playing Our Song. Now, here's an ironic twist of fate. Star Search stole this idea from him.
I was just going to say, this sounds like a Star Search
and
thing.
They never gave Frank Massey any sort of, like, compensation, but they asked to see all of his tapes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, we're interested in possibly developing a show, and they stole the idea pretty much from him. So, Frank Massey,
wow.
Here's to you. But there's so many great Broadway songs being featured. Fame. Frank Massey's rendition of What I Did for Love.
Stop it, Rob,
is
stop
pretty
it.
Epic. So we will post some clips, but if you have not seen Stairway to Stardom, you are going to enter down a very dangerous rabbit hole. So
did any listeners like watch it at the time? You know, were you like, oh, it's Friday night, Stairway to Stardom?
If you remember this show, please reach out to us because I have so many questions for you. But please start with Gloria Huddle, and also keep an eye out for Frank Massey's his wife co-hosts with him. After they got rid of Evie Day, his wife Tilly co-hosts with him, and Tilly looks like
he knows these people so well.
Do you ever go into a restaurant and there's that sign of like, if you're choking, this is what you should do, and they have illustrations? Tilly looks like the illustration.
Oh, it's based on
it's based on Tilly. I'll put a side-by-side comparison up. Evie Day doesn't show up after 1981. I think Frank and Evie were having an affair, and Tilly was like, no more. And so now Tilly hosts, but Tilly has no hosting ability whatsoever, and Frank knows this, and he's incredibly embarrassed. So she'll like start to say something, and watch how nervous Frank gets, and watch how Frank starts to talk over her. It is an amazing, amazing thing, but my favorite one out of all of them is Cheryl Klein. She was a stand-up comedian in 1979, and I heard that she was she was the only person Frank never asked back because she showed up on cocaine.
Oh, really?
So if you watch her stand-up comedy she's sweating, she's sniffing, and the comedy routine just like wanders
everywhere.
So keep an eye out for Stairway to Stardom.
It sounds wacky and everything I'd expect public access to be.
It is, and nobody really remembers public access anymore because of cable access now. But it's amazing. 1978 to 1991, Stairway to Stardom, and they used to just post clips of people singing, and the people that posted the clips are now posting full episodes, and those are just as genius, just as brilliant. So if you've not seen Stairway to Stardom, please check it out. Start with Gloria Huddle, operator, and just go down that rabbit hole.
Man, that's a good one.
Thank you. I'm proud of this one. Wow. I am proud. And it's kind of sad I know their names, but they're my friends.
Well, I can tell you've logged a couple hours in
this world. Well, I was going to say, between this and you and Trudy Rittman, I don't know.
It was an impassioned podcast today,
it was,
Rob.
It was a very... I have to
whether that
down.
Translates, I don't know, but we'll hope.
We'll talk about it at the flea market.
So, while we look for Angel.
While we look for Angel. Anyone here see the Angel cast recording? It wasn't sold. It was just available from the producers. You should know that.
But Light Records has it.
And I will take that loom. It's a quilt I want to make for my sister-in-law. She's a bitch, but I think the quilt's going to help dissipate some of the tension. Rob Schneider.
I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this was Our Favorite Things. We will see you guys next week. Take care.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.